Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 18th of January. Bruised for our iniquity. Jesus first came alongside Peter and the disciples to bear God's judgment on their sin in the Garden of Gethsemane. This happened when the detachment of troops and officers came to arrest Jesus and his followers. Jesus delivered Peter and the other disciples from the hands of the Jewish council, saying to the cohort, "I have told you that I am He. Therefore, if you seek Me, let these go their way." Instead of accepting Christ's initiative to bear the sufferings of judgment that were about to be effected in the court of Caiaphas, Peter took it upon himself to combat those who sought to do injury to Christ. Having a sword, he struck Malchus, the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Jesus was prompted to intervene, healing Malchus and addressing Peter by saying, "Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?" Peter then followed the cohort from a distance as they brought Jesus before Annas and then before Caiaphas the high priest. In the presence of the chief priests, elders, and scribes, Jesus was questioned by Caiaphas, who asked, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus answered him, saying, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power, and coming with the clouds of heaven." Upon hearing this confession, Caiaphas tore his garments and accused Jesus of blasphemy. On the basis of this accusation, the Sanhedrin used the law to condemn Jesus to death. Jesus was then blindfolded and repeatedly struck in the face, and his beard was plucked from his cheeks. His back was also beaten with rods. Jesus suffered these reproaches as an offering for sin because of our iniquity. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 18 verse 8, John chapter 18 verse 11, Mark chapter 14 verses 61 to 65, Matthew chapter 26 verses 65 to 66, and Leviticus chapter 24 verse 16. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.